We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ari Wasserman, the Ohio State beat writer for The Athletic here in Cleveland. Ari, welcome to the show, bud.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Living the dream, man. So I am curious. I know we'll get into a lot of this stuff, but last year, you were somebody who really, you had to hear a lot about JT Barrett and the criticisms of JT Barrett. You look at this, he's moved on. Dwayne Haskins is now the man, at least that's what we're expecting throughout the season. What do you think that the switch from Barrett to Haskins is going to look like for this team?
You know, I think that's the number one question Ohio State faces in general. And it's not just about how good Haskins is in comparison to JT Barrett. It's about whether or not the coaching staff make wholesale changes to the entire offensive philosophy to fit his skill set. And, you know, when JT Barrett was a freshman, if you remember, he was kind of a facilitator who, you know, didn't make a ton of plays on his own, but, you know, did a very good job of spreading it around to a lot of those national championship caliber weapons that they had. And now you're in a situation now with Haskins where he's a throw-first guy who can make plays with his legs when needing, you know, in a situation where he needs to. But he needs to be somebody who is, you know, handing the ball off to Weber and Dobbins and throwing the ball 20, 25 times a game for Ohio State to win. And I think that's going to make Ohio State's offense look a lot different now that you don't have 15 quarterback keepers that were kind of the essential piece to Ohio State's offense a year ago.
Ari Wasserman from The Athletic, who covers Ohio State, does a great job there with The Athletic. Ari, talk to me about Ohio State's wide receiving core this year. You know, having a quarterback like Haskins who's got a better arm than JT Barrett, do we feel like we'll get more out of, you know, the likes of Paris Campbell and company?
I think Ohio State has to. And I think the biggest question that faces that group is, were they underwhelming last year because you had a quarterback that wasn't throwing it as well as they needed him to? Or were they underwhelming because they're underwhelming? And I mean, a lot of people are looking at this team and saying, holy crap, Ohio State's got all six of their leading receivers back. This is going to be a really good, you know, situation for Haskins. But I think people are failing to remember that the reason why Ohio State has all six of their receivers back is because most of them aren't good enough to play in the next level. So it's kind of a, you know, catch-22 a little bit, where you have experience and senior leadership back, but there isn't a ton of production outside of Campbell. So will Haskins' arm wake up guys like Austin Mack? Will Terry McLaurin have a great year? Will K.J. Hill take the next step? I think that's what Ohio State needs and hopes for, but I don't know if there's limitations from a talent standpoint of that position group right now.
Who do you think going into the season, Ari, outside of Bosa, is the most NFL-ready or top NFL prospect?
Draymond Jones, probably, defensive tackle from Cleveland. I think he could have gone last year and decided to come back, and I think it's a gift for Ohio State that he's back. He's in that 2,000 rep club where – he's not going to really need to be practicing too hard in the weeks so they know what they're going to get out of him. And I think he's projected right now as a mid to late first round pick. And I don't think people really realize how good he is. And given the fact that he's on the same line as Chase Young and Nick Bosa, I think he's going to have a lot of chances to pressure the quarterback and disrupt from the interior defensive line. And that's not something that Ohio State's had in terms of quarterback pressure from the interior defensive line from a great player in at least a few years. So I think he's going to really turn some heads this year.
Ari Wasserman of The Athletic joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Of course, one of the storylines this year or in this offseason was that Ryan Day had some interest from outside of Ohio State, some in the NFL as well with Mike Vrabel in Tennessee, and he got a nice little bump, a little bit of a promotional change there with the title as well. What do you think that the changes are going to be with the staff given that last year it was the Kevin Wilson show?
You know, I don't know that last year was even the Kevin Wilson show. I think last year was the Urban Meyer show. So I think that when you talk about titles and financial increases, I think that those are just the things that Ohio State needed to do to keep them. I don't know if that means we're going to see wholesale changes in terms of who's calling the plays or seniority or, you know, anything from that nature. And the way that Urban Meyer described it is, you know, they expect to continue to approach play calling and the offensive philosophy the same way that they've done it, and that's as a unit. And I pay a good portion of my salary to just be on a headset for an Ohio State game and just listen to how it works, because it's been a major mystery, you know, going back to the Ed Warner days and the Tim Beck days of who's the guy who's calling the plays, and they always say it's a team effort. But nobody really knows who's got the final call except, you know, Urban Meyer, of course. So I think that the biggest thing that Ohio State's going to want this year, given the type of talent that they have on this offense, is to kind of let Kevin Wilson do what he did to those Indiana offenses before he got here, 2,000-yard rushers, a 3,500-pass-yard quarterback, and a bunch of 1,000-yard receivers. I think Ohio State's got the offense and the talent to do it if they can, you know, spread the ball around a little bit and let Haskins go to work.
All right, the Big Ten East, best division in college football. I don't think it's close. How does Ohio State survive this schedule with some tough road games, obviously, in the middle of the season? And, I mean, just you look at – there's four teams that legitimately could win this division.
Yeah, I mean, the Big Ten East has been really good for the past few years. And it's funny, I think Ohio State's only won the Big Ten twice in the 6 years that Urban's been head coach. And you would think, given the domination they've had, that that number would be bigger. But – you know, they had violations 1 year, and you know how it goes, and they lost a few times in the Big Ten championship game. But that's just how it is. And how are they going to survive? I don't know the answer to that question. I think that it's interesting because they've got two very big games in the first 5 weeks of the season at TCU and at Penn State. And I think if they can somehow survive that portion of the schedule without losing, they've got a, you know, a month in the middle of the year to really kind of get things going. It's good that the Penn State game and the Michigan game are spread out. I don't know if Michigan State is really as big of a factor in this race as people are going to make them. Never count D'Antonio out, but when it comes to talent right now, Ohio State's really got to focus on those two, and they're spread out enough on their schedule where if they can somehow go to Happy Valley in September and get a win, they've got a few solid months of growth ahead of them before they have to beat Michigan at home.
Ari, I've heard predictions all over the place for Ohio State this year, given some of the changes, whether it's a quarterback or otherwise. In The Athletic, about 6 hours ago, there was a poll question out there, which, of course, people on social media ended up being D's about, but I think it's a fair question, which is what would constitute a successful Ohio State football season in 2018, given the context of going into the season, the changes and everything else, what would constitute success?
You know, I think that whoever you ask, depending on who you ask, excuse me, you'll get a different answer for that question. But I think Ohio State has raised the standard. I don't know if it's national championship or bust, but I think it's playoff or bust. I mean, last year Ohio State had a pretty good season by all accounts with two losses, and they went to the Cotton Bowl and, you know, beat up on another two-loss conference champion. But they just don't have the satisfaction from the fan base when you're not playing in the playoffs. This team has recruited well enough and has recruited at a level that's high enough where they should be expected to be in the playoff and contending for a national championship every year. Now, Ohio State kind of had a weird year last season, and they actually brushed up with Alabama for that last spot. So they had a great year, but I do think that if you average all the typical answers, you know, together, you'd find that most fans expect a playoff berth every single year, and I think this year's team's good enough to do it.
You think that TCU game's going to be tougher than we think?
I think I saw something on the internet a month ago or so that the spread is 17.5.
Oof!
And I don't. If that's the case, then no. But I don't know if I'm not an expert on TCU, and I don't know exactly what they have coming back just yet. But if that spread is any indication, or if that's a real spread, I think that that might be a bigger gap of a game than people are giving them credit for. But I do think that, you know, going on the road during the non-conference and playing a team that can beat anybody on any given Saturday, I think it's going to be a tough game. I think Ohio State's going to win that game. Just based on that piece of information alone. And I think that really what they need to do in terms of the playoff is at least get through that first five-week span with no more than one loss. I still think Ohio State can go to the playoff if they have one loss, you know, in that first 5 weeks of the season. But I do think that, you know, the Penn State game is probably a bigger, more challenging game than a TCU game is right now.
Ari, if I know the Ohio State beat guys like I do the Browns guys, every year, this is actually not just a beat thing. It's just if you follow a team close enough, everybody has their guys. Last year, Denzel Ward was the surprise out of nowhere. I can't remember who had it, but somebody had mentioned that name to me during an interview. Who is this year's surprise guy that comes out of nowhere that Ohio State seems to have every single year?
I don't know who was surprised about Denzel Ward last year. I think people had him as an offseason first-round pick. So, I mean, coming into last year, he was definitely their best corner and one of their best players. To me, the best player on the team is J.K. Dobbins. And that might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but Nick Bosa doesn't count because he's so outrageously good and everybody knows what he is. I don't know if J.K. Dobbins is going to be a surprise. Everybody saw what he could do as a true freshman, but I would not be surprised to see him as the top 15 pick in 2 years when he's able to go. I think he's that special. Every single time he touches the football, he's fast enough to make people, if they get to the end zone, he's good enough to make people miss, and I just think that he's just an excellent, exciting player to watch. That's my guy.
Heisman for any Buckeyes be in the mix? Dobbins?
You know, I don't know what it is about Ohio State's offense, but they never seem to, you know, they do just enough to beat people up pretty good, but they never do it in such a dazzling way. Personally speaking, I think that Dwayne Haskins has a chance to put up some crazy statistics if the offense looks like the way I think it could. And I think that if Ohio State's a one loss or an undefeated team going into the month of November, and he's got, you know, 2,500 yards passing and, you know, 38 touchdowns or something and a bunch of, you know, staff, that he might have a chance to be considered. I think that the quarterback is always the safest pick when it comes to that. I do think that Dobbins is probably a year away from that because he's going to be splitting carries with Mike Weber this year, so I don't know if he'll have the stats. But, you know, if I had to pick one Ohio State player to be in the Heisman race at this point, I think Haskins is the safest bet. But, you know, I think that what's interesting is that Nick Bosa is the most recognizable player in the country. And he's not going to win the Heisman, and he's not going to go to New York. But to me, it's when you talk about Ohio State football this year, it's their defensive line that's going to get it done for him.
Ari, excellent stuff as always, my guy. I know you're probably more than anybody else excited to get back to August practices and getting ready for some real football. So enjoy it, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.